And finally, Algerian-born musician Lamine Fela personifies what our global hit segment is all about. He's crossed a lot of borders, and he's an expert at blending genres and bending musical stereotypes. Check out this track by his group, Sarazino. Lamine Fela joins us here in the Boston studios. Now, you are the frontman for Sarazino, whose music we're hearing right now. You're based in Quito, Ecuador, so bringing reggae rhythms is already kind of bending genres for you.
Yes, actually, Quito is the place where I moved like 8 years ago. So, yes, now all the reggae, all the fusions I'm making for Sarazino are coming from everywhere, but everything is done there.
Let's talk about your own story, because it's pretty fascinating. You were born in Algeria. Your father was a diplomat. What did that mean for your own childhood? You must have traveled to a lot of places.
Exactly. I think from the beginning of my life, we started to move from a place to another. I lived in Algeria, Spain, Switzerland, and after that we moved to Africa when I was a teenager. So, and after that, when I graduated, I went to Canada to study. Not music, but politics.
And you studied politics because you thought you were going to follow in your father's footsteps?
No, actually, I knew from the beginning that I was going to do music all my life. But I was very interested in politics. For me, politics is trying to understand, actually, the relationships between countries, between peoples. So when I had the chance to go to Canada to study, I decided to go more on this subject.
I understand your father was actually assassinated. He moved back to Algeria. That was in 1993. Tell us what happened.
Algeria in that time was living a very, very tremendous civil war. And there was assassinations everywhere, bombs everywhere. So my father obviously was targeted by those groups. And
it was at the hands of the notorious GIA.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
It's a fundamentalist extremist group.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They were the worst, actually.
So has this tragic chapter in your life with the death of your father, has it found voice in your music?
Well, yes. My father was teaching us always principles like freedom and tolerance. So in my songs, I always keep these principles very present.
Which leads me to this question about a song on your album with your band Sarazino. It's called Yo No Soy Mandela. I am not Mandela. So for somebody who kind of preaches tolerance to say I am not Mandela, tell us what you are saying with that song.
This song actually is a love song. It's just telling to a person, you know, I'm not a perfect guy. I don't have all the answers. Sometimes in relationship we're a little bit lost. We don't know why things doesn't work between two people. So I'm not Mandela. I think Mandela is a great, great leader for Africa and for the world. And he, with his story, he teaches a lot. So I have great respect for him, and that's why I'm not Mandela.
It's a wonderful kind of fusion of, as you say, a love song, but also very buoyant and happy. And, you know, we're talking about Mandela. It's also geopolitics, which is kind of where you started.
Exactly.
Lamine Fela leads the Ecuador-based band Sarazino. Their new album is called Ya Foy. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Join us again tomorrow for another spin of the world.